From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
It's Wednesday, November 6, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The internet is less free than it was last year. Hack your Echo with a laser. And Microsoft Ignite News and their strategy. This is the business of tech. The internet is less free than it was last year. That's according to the annual Freedom on the Net report, which says that government surveillance and online election interference have both expanded to inhibit free speech and privacy. The future of internet freedom rests on our ability to fix social media, says the authors. They fault governments and social media companies for not doing enough to stop election interference. Also at fault, those who practice digital surveillance, which the authors say operate with little oversight or accountability. Here in the U.S., the internet scored 77 on a scale of 0, not free, to 100, free. Why do we care? It's easy to be dismissive of the impact of big tech for those who deal in technology for smaller businesses, but here is the impact. It's not a short list. Facebook allows politicians to lie. Amazon has relationships with police departments to watch communities. Russians are using social media to interfere with elections. And upcoming tech's going to make this problem worse, like biometrics, AI, and 5G. But this is a solvable problem. Specifically, there's recommendations on what the private sector can do, like develop rapid response teams to address cybersecurity and disinformation incidents, ensure political ads are transparent and adhere to content standards, improve information sharing among social media companies, and the most notable two, grant users control over their information and ensure it's not being misused, and train technologists and engineers on human rights implications of the products they're building and on international best practices for preventing their abuse. Those last two are the most obvious solution provider opportunity. They practically have blinking neon signs above them. This is about how the alignment of doing the right thing and doing the profitable thing are coming together, as there is tons of opportunity here, and it's the right thing to do. Today appears to be Unexpected Outcomes Day. Security researchers have found a way to use lasers to activate voice assistants. Using a high-powered laser pointed at the microphones on smartphones, Echo speakers, Google Homes, and others, these researchers can now silently speak to any computer that receives voice commands. This means that anything that acts on sound commands will also act on light commands. Infrared lasers are invisible to the human eye, and they work too. Why do we care? How about this for massive unexpected consequence? Voice as an interface is an incredibly interesting idea, but now, without any authentication mechanism, it becomes clear what a potential problem this is. At issue is the level of sensitivity. Do you expose information, or do you expose the ability to do things? There's a big difference between tell me the weather and open my front door. There's also a big difference between how much does that cost versus buy that item. Don't put your Echo or Google Home in the window. Microsoft Ignite is going on, and there's been a ton of announcements. The Chromium-based Edge will be available January 15th, 2020. There's been improvements to Outlook on iOS, with more coming on Android next year, including integrated Cortana as a digital assistant focused on productivity. They've been doing some rebranding around Azure sub-brands. They've launched the integrated Office mobile app. MSDN and the TechNet forums are going to be replaced by Microsoft Q&A. The new Project service is available worldwide, and Azure Sphere, a Linux-based chip and cloud security service, will be launched in February 2020. Why do we care? You can't say Microsoft isn't interesting. This is a pretty wide range of stuff, and the company continues to be innovative. With Facebook, Google, and Amazon all making noise for all the wrong reasons, Microsoft continues to plug away and make a big difference in the market. It's easy to forget, too, that they are, as of this recording, the world's most valuable company. One of the big takeaways here is that if you're viewing Microsoft from the Gates or Ballmer perspective, you're woefully out of date. Microsoft now is running a very different strategy, with cloud as their focus. If you're playing in the cloud, they care about you, and if you're not, they don't. This isn't an SMB versus enterprise argument, it's a strategy one. Don't be stuck with an old view. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. You can find us online at mspradio.com, in your favorite podcatcher, in your news flash for Amazon Alexa-enabled devices, or find episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Like what you hear? Share our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube feeds to help grow the audience, and we'll see you tomorrow.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.